This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The new Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, has been making the grand tour of European capitals this week, trying to persuade his host to let Greece renegotiate the terms of its multi-billion dollar bailout and thus cut its debt. Mr. Varoufakis met with his German counterpart in Berlin today, and to say it did not go well would be by a far stretch. Too gentle. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This was never going to be a meeting of minds. The German finance minister has scorned the new Greek government's anti-austerity. He scoffed at the plan to rehire hundreds of public sector workers, raise pensions, halt the sale of state assets, and restructure Greece's public debt. At today's news conference, though, he said he and his Greek counterpart had agreed to disagree. But Varoufakis disagreed.
We didn't reach an agreement. It was never on the cards that we would. We didn't even agree to disagree from where I'm standing.
And he went on to detail what they had not discussed.
We didn't discuss Greece's debt schedule. We didn't discuss a haircut.
What we did, he said, was set the scene for deliberations to end the crisis. But keen observers do not detect any German readiness to let Greece off the hook. Tom Stevenson of Fidelity Investments.
The mood music out of Germany at the moment is that they're in no mood at all to give concessions to Greece.
Varoufakis had even less success sweet-talking the head of the European Central Bank. After that meeting in Frankfurt yesterday, the ECB announced it was cutting off cheap funding to Greece's commercial banks. Analyst Carsten Nickel says Varoufakis cannot expect any favours from Europe's independent central bank.
The German position, you know, to hold its line vis-à-vis Greece seems to be very much aligned with the position of the European Central Bank, which only makes it more difficult for the new government in Athens.
Varoufakis must have felt relieved today to get home from his European tour, but perhaps not. The Greek newspapers were full of stories about the new government running out of cash as early as next month. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.